It's time to get the party started. Are you ready?
Get ready.
Boss Man in the band.
Live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama, it's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good morning and happy hump day, the best day of your life, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Peach Chevrolet and Jim Peach Motors. Ken, good morning to you. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You back?
Glad to be back and glad to be done with the episode. So I'll tell you right now, that was rough.
When it gets a hold of you, it doesn't want to let go, does it?
Didn't want to let go. And I'll tell you what, I was looking forward to coming back in here Monday after Friday, and of course I'm not real sure what made my stomach hurt so bad, laughing so hard.
You know, I thought that I'd actually, all my abs had disappeared over the years, and they were hurting, or the ab area was certainly hurting Saturday morning when I woke up. We had a good time in here on Friday, no doubt.
We did. Danny Smith, good morning, Hot Rod, Rodney Williamson's sister, Whitney Ann, Beth Barnett, Hilda Brandt, Beth Barnett, good morning, Beth. Zang, good morning, Philip Zangus, Chelsea Brown, Donna Fuquay, Weaver, Hot Rod, Dan Alford, McClellan. Let's see here. Yeah, we missed y'all. Missed you too, Zane. Father Ted in this morning. Whitney Bush in. Rhett Joyner, Retro. Good morning, Retro. Lisa Finley Hart in this morning with
my
us.
My humor twin.
The Blade. And want to wish Hot Rod wife, Wendy, a big old happy birthday from us here at Drive Time.
Happy birthday!
Daniel Smith's birthday is today as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Daniel.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Good crowd in on my side as well. Of course, I'll be monitoring the comments on the Drive Time Facebook page. Ken, of course, on his personal page. Good morning to Holly Shirley, Rebecca Whitfield in. Good morning, Rebecca. Coach Tiepo, Jason in. Good morning, Jason. Donna Weaver in. Emmy Jernigan as well. Mary Chandler Nelson, good morning to each of you, and happy hump day. Coach Sasser said it was the best day of your life.
Super Dave wants to know if he can get a Ric Flair woo.
Woo! It's hump day. Yes, sir.
There you go. There you go. Yes, you can there.
He saw the belt.
He saw it. Red, Matt and all in this morning. D Powell. Good morning to you, D. Yeah, so I tell you, man, that stuff gets a hold of you, gets hold of you, and there's just nothing you can do about it except just try to get through it. And that's what I did. And of course, it's good to be back in the saddle and talking about things. We wanted to kind of recap last week and the weekend. And how was your weekend? Speaking of, I had a
great weekend. It was probably topped off by one of our guys, Hunter Britton, hit his first collegiate home run. Of course, saw that on the video, watching it streamed, and to see him have that opportunity in that moment, it was surreal.
I
had visions of him, you know, down at the Y Park doing it as a 9 and 10 year old, and here he is in Division I baseball doing it for South Alabama. That was exciting.
Yeah, he had a bomb.
He had a bomb the scoreboard. Yeah,
he sure did. Kathy Tolan, good morning to you. Kelly Burton Webb in this morning. Good morning, Kelly. He had a bomb, and of course, you know, always good to see these guys, local guys, doing what they do. There's Double R, Richard Roch in this morning.
He's got a birthday today.
Are you?
Happy birthday, Richard.
Happy birthday, Richard.
So, happy birthday!
John Commander in. Good morning, John.
To crank the happy birthday song up for Aunt B here in a little bit. She used to get on us about that. We finally found one, though. Samantha Pate, good morning to you. I got several messages to return to people, so I'm going to get around to doing that first thing after the show this morning.
JP, the coach. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, JP. There's Orlando Gandy. Good morning, Orlando. And we're going to try to get things kicked back off and going like they were again at some point here. I don't know how this one's going to go after Friday, but we can try to How do you top that?
I need to apologize, I guess, maybe for Friday. We started feeding off each other. I got tickled initially just thinking about it. Then I saw you getting tickled, and I kind of fed off that. It probably was not very professional for us to end the show just rolling on this table laughing. But we're at the point of no return.
But it wasn't coming back. But let me ask you this. At what point have we ever claimed to be professional?
Good point.
So, I mean, that
nor will we.
Yeah, that kind of throws that out the window. You know what I'm saying?
Nor will we.
You got to claim to be professional before that becomes a factor. And that's never going to become a factor because we're not going to claim
that. We actually hang our hat on that, not being professional, actually.
Do you have a script or a program over there this morning for what we're supposed to talk about and do?
I got a jug of water and a belt.
Yeah, I don't have anything. Nothing.
And Burnham's not getting either one of them.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Good morning, Tim Ward.
Happy birthday, Joseph Turner Jr., March 12th.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday, Joseph.
So we missed that one, but we're...
Happy birthday!
Ooh, belated birthday, but that's all right. I guess it's belated. What is today? Yeah, the 14th. Okay, so I'm telling you, man, I've been...
Nah, we're not professional.
Yeah. I don't even know what day
it is.
Is
it the 7th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no clue. There's Book in this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Morning, Book. Tara Hardy in as well. Good morning, Tara.
Elizabeth Pugh in this morning. No telling where she's at. She's been all over, you know. So, yep, thank you, Christina. I'm glad to be back. I know everybody's going to swear it was all that laughing Friday. Maybe it was. I don't know.
Is Kinsley feeling better?
Yeah, she's good. She's good. She actually got to feeling better quicker than I did. So, everything was good there. But good morning, Susan Rhodes. And
we have a special guest going to call in a little bit later. I'm looking forward to that.
I am. Well, that was kind of what the opening song was about. So,
in code. A lot of code around here.
A lot of code.
Going to have Jones Manning joining us a little bit later. You're going to make sure you catch that. He's with the ATO fraternity there in Troy, and they have a fundraiser each year where a group of their fraternity members walk from Troy's campus to Panama City. I think it's 120-something miles. They break it up over 4 or 5 days or something. They raise money. I'm not sure exactly what cause it goes to. The name of the program is Walk Hard, but he's going to come on with us and kind of share what that experience has been like and give us some good information. So make sure you stay with us a little bit later because Jones Manning will be on the program with us.
Have they made it?
I think today is their arrival date, I think.
Do they like pitch tents and that kind of thing?
It looked like some of the pictures I've seen that Jones had sent me, like at night, they end up at maybe in a gymnasium somewhere and spend the night on cots in a gymnasium or maybe a church or something. They have motivational speakers come in and speak to them each night. It has looked like a pretty cool journey. It's certainly one I don't care to make, but I'm looking forward to hearing how it's gone this year. They walk in the rain. They've obviously walked in the cold. That's a good hike. 120 miles,
that's a good hike, man.
I don't like driving 120 miles.
No, much less walking that or running or whatever. But good morning, Cindy Fleming. That's a good haul. And I can tell you, we didn't do things like that when I was in at Troy.
Good morning, Steve Layton. Jessica Langford in also. Good morning to each of you. And I guarantee you, Cindy has her coffee inside this morning.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
She's not on
the
back porch today, I bet.
There's Lee Nagers in this morning. Josh Godwin. Josh is kind of what I don't know. Did he get that thing kind of kicked off Friday when we started talking about that 12 top?
Yeah.
7 p.m.
How'd that go, Josh? We sent 12 your way there at prime time Friday night, surf and turf.
Yeah. I don't know how that went for him either, but I can tell you it couldn't have been all that good.
12 top.
Remember that was, yeah. You know, I tell you, Sandy said, yes, I do. So she's having it inside this morning.
Inside this morning.
Yeah. Brenda Portwood, good morning to you. I said earlier or last week, we're going to just like pick the phone up, start calling businesses this week and saying, hey, we want to give away some of your stuff.
Sounds like a plan.
And I think we're going to do that. I don't know. You know, there's Mother Jennings in this morning.
Good morning, Mom. I'm getting it now from Lee. 128 miles in 6 days. They get there today about 3. Of course, Lee's son and Lou's son, Jake Nager, part of that walking brigade. Ethan Bollenbacher, son of Tim and Carolyn Bollenbacher, part of that group as well. So we're going to have Jones Manning on here a little bit later talking about that, and I look forward to catching up with him. And
now is Jones walking as well?
Jones has walked before. He is not walking this year. He is a part of the support group, I think, that rides along and maybe sets up their camp at night or whatever it is, maybe. But I'll let him kind of share a little more of that. Good morning, yeah. Spencer Jay and Brian Lisenby also. Thanks for joining us here on Drive Time.
Yeah, I'm kind of anxious to hear about that. Good morning, Brian. Cousin, what's going on? Randy Meredith is in this morning. Jeff Carrier, Aunt B in with us this
Aunt
morning.
B. Good morning, Aunt B.
Yeah. So, and talking about feel-good Fridays, flashback Fridays, whatever you want to call it, I got some doozies coming this Friday.
Can't wait.
I mean, some good ones. It's going to...
I love that. I loved hearing all the...
That's right, Hot Rod.
The theme from the song. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah, that... Well, you know, like I said, if you can't get excited listening to that, some of that old school stuff, then...
I think it was received well. I think everybody enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I will tell you who I enjoyed the most, and you pointed it out, and that was J. Will.
He's a gamer, baby.
I will tell you.
J. Will's in there.
I'm going to tell you, that was my favorite part of Friday was the fact that J. Will was, he was blowing answers in hard as he could.
Very few of them were right.
Very few of them were right.
But he was in there, man.
He was throwing blows.
He's a gamer, baby.
And then and your guy let you down. Charlie's Angels, of all things.
I'll still put him up week in and week out. He's going to be there.
He's going to be there.
He's my horse, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well. I'll tell you what we're going to do, though. Today, I'm going to start making some phone calls. We're going to have a prize pack for Friday to give away to whoever gets gets all this stuff correct. I say a prize pack. Whatever we can bluff businesses into giving away today and tomorrow.
Let's do it.
I guess if we get them on, like, live on the air, which probably nobody answers us right now because they know we're live on there. What you think? Well, we can call up and play like we're somebody else calling.
That doesn't work. You'll never get anybody to play along with that. That never works.
No. I got a feeling it'll work.
It's worked before.
It's worked before. Good morning, Melanie Whitman Raglan. Good to see you this morning. Yeah, it's worked before. So you got the belt out. What's
109, man? It's getting close.
You just kind of want to like show everybody what's out there.
I'm hoping that T-Bone will come in at some point. I want to at least let him look at it. He's never going to be the belt holder, getting close.
We got a call coming in right this.
That's going to be Jones, I bet.
You're on Drive Time. Come on with it.
Hey, how y'all doing,
Jonesy? What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Trying to get these kids into Pier Park in Panama City. How about y'all?
Jonesy Manning, glad you were able to call in, and we kind of set the table just a little bit, talked about the program Walk Card. Of course, you there with the ATO fraternity at Troy. Talk a little bit about that, how it got started, the funds that you guys have been able to raise, and where those funds go and the contributions they make.
All right, well, Walk Card's a 128.3-mile hike from Troy, Alabama to Panama City Beach. We do it over the first little half of our spring break. I think we left Troy this Friday, and we're getting out here on Wednesday, and all the money we raise goes to Jeep Sullivan's Outdoor Adventures. And kind of what he does a little bit is he takes wounded warriors out deer hunting and fishing and just kind of gets them back in the wild to get their feet back underneath them and help them get through the PTSD and all the other ailments that be affecting their lives. And it's a really cool deal, you know. A whole lot of people just throw parties and stuff. We kind of sacrifice, I guess, our own selves a little bit to walk down here. It's just kind of cool when you get here and you get to see everybody and kind of see what the money's going towards. I would give y'all the number, but we're trying to keep it low. But I will say that our goal going into this year's walk was $50,000, and we're going to cut a check today for a good amount more than that. So
wow, that's awesome, man.
So we're trying to help some guys that really need it. And a little thing that kind of goes on every night, we stay in like churches and camps down through the way from Troy to Panama City, and you'll have veterans that our money goes to. They kind of come in and talk to us and give us a little bit about their story, and kind of gives the walkers some motivation as they're continually walking down the road all day.
How many young men made the walk this year, Jonesy?
We started with 33, and we had one guy had to drop out for medical reasons, so we've got 32 that are coming in.
And how long have you guys been doing this? What year is this that y'all participated?
I think this is the sixth year. It hadn't been going on too long. but it's grown by a lot. I think 4 years ago we wrote a check for $13,000.
Wow.
It's and this year we're writing one for a pretty big number.
And you made the walk a couple of years ago, is that correct?
I did it last year.
Last year. Does anybody or has anybody made the walk more than once? Or is once plenty?
Once is plenty, but we've had a few guys do it. A guy that graduated last year from Enterprise, he did it for the third time the year that I went through it. And there's a guy this year who's done it for the third time. So there's a few guys that'll do it over again, but not a whole lot of them will.
Well, you know, you obviously did it, you said last year. And talk a little bit about that experience. I was thinking about this morning, and obviously I do I participate in as little physical activity as I can. That's kind of what I've done for the last 20 years.
Wait a minute now. You're supposed to be training now.
I'm going to be ready for the 109. Yeah. I can promise you that. Okay. But that's 109.
I just want to make sure.
Jones is in great shape. But, I mean, you take on the task of walking 128 miles. Talk about the wear and tear it has on your body and also, you know, the mental anguish. I mean, that's when you get up early in the morning and start walking. What do y'all walk, 25, 26, 30 miles a day?
Well, we kind of break it up for them. They walk 28 the first day, and then it kind of decreases a little bit. But just kind of a little bit about it. It's one of the hardest things I think I've ever done. You know, you kind of get into this mode where if you can make it through a Jamie Riggs summer, you can probably do anything in your life. But that's not always the case. Jones, and, you know, you kind of go ahead.
How did that, and DJ, you may already ask, how did this get started?
It got started. We had a few brothers sitting at a Waffle House down in Panama City, and there's a soldier walking down the road, and they kind of stopped him and asked him what he was doing, and he was kind of doing something similar. And they just kind of started talking about it, and just kind of it was born from there.
I'll tell you what, that's a big time thing. I can tell you that, you know, any time you can help the veterans like that, that's always a good thing. You can never go wrong by giving to that type of charity, and walking 128 miles.
How far is it from here to Montgomery?
It can't be that far, is it?
I mean, what's it take, an hour and a half to get to Montgomery?
It's 120 miles?
I think it's less than 120 miles to Montgomery. I mean, I'm trying to get it in my mind how far this walk is, and I think you're walking from Bruton to Montgomery. So, if anybody knows the distance between here and Montgomery, type it on the screen for us, please.
So the question I have, Jones, is this. Like, I asked DJ earlier, where do you guys sleep at night? He said y'all sleep in, like, gyms and churches and things such as that?
Yes, sir. We'll sleep in some churches and a few gyms, and then the last night everybody sleeps outside. But we have a group of guys. That's what I'm doing here this year. It's a support team that kind of goes along with them every night and all throughout the day, and sets up little checkpoints for them and water and all that. So we get there. We have little cots that they sleep on, and we set those up, and they go to bed about 8:30 every night, and we wake them up at about 5 every morning. So
is this kind of like basic training, in that y'all have, or basically I'm hearing that you guys are the drill sergeant cadre, and basically y'all are out there getting these guys up and working them over?
Well, we try to think that we're the ones helping them through it, but that might not always be the case. We do kind of have to push them a little bit, especially when you don't want to be out there at 7 or 8 o'clock at night walking down the side of the road.
It's 100 miles to Montgomery.
100 miles.
So it's like walking from here to Prattville.
Wow.
I'm out.
I was out when you said they wanted to call in and talk about it. Jones, I'm going to tell you, I'm wore out listening to it.
Jonesy, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Well, I haven't seen where Jamie or Mark have come in this morning. When you guys get to Pier Park and get settled in, are you going to be at Club La Vila tonight?
I will not. I'm going to go to bed. I will be in bed as fast as I can.
I understand that. Man, I'll tell you what, that is you guys are to be commended for taking this on each year, greatly. And of course the participation and the money you guys raise. And we apologize for not getting on a little earlier in the week and maybe helping drive some fundraising efforts your way, but maybe next year we can get coordinated with you guys, and would certainly love to help in any way we can to promote what you guys are doing, draw some awareness to the program. And I just say job well done to you and your fraternity brothers.
That's right.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We're working hard to kind of get this thing to be one of the best ones that anybody has ever heard of. So hopefully we can get there one day.
It's outstanding. And one more question before we let you go. What was the best Babe Ruth baseball team that you remember seeing or being a part of?
I don't quite remember the year, but it was the throwback Orange Astros that played. Well, I think we were, 21-3?
Let's call it 25-3. That sounds a little better.
25-3. Yeah. 25-3. And, you know, there's an asterisk by one of those games. I think Stokes tagged 6 people in a row.
We did what?
I think Stokes hit 6 people in a row on the mound one
day. Yeah, I think he did.
I have an asterisk by one of those.
I didn't get upset by any chance, did I, when that happened?
I've never seen someone put an entire baseball cap in their fist before. Still that game right there.
It disappeared, didn't it?
Oh, man.
It disappeared. Yeah. That was tough.
Well, Jones Manning, we appreciate you taking time out. And, of course, I know that today's going to be an exciting day as y'all finish up that march. And pat everybody on the back for us, get them a cup of water, and just understand we're extremely proud of you and Ethan and Jake. Of course, being from our community, we love to highlight our young people and the outstanding things that y'all are doing. And, of course, all the guys that are with it, outstanding. And we're just proud of all of you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jones.
Thank you, Jonesy.
We'll see y'all.
See you, man.
How about that, man?
How about
getting
that?
It done. 21 years old, getting those kind of efforts coordinated, that kind of commitment to walk from Troy University to Panama City Beach, raising money for the Wounded Warriors. That's first class.
That is. That's saying a lot for those kids right there. Because I can tell you what we were thinking about in spring break. It wasn't walking 128 miles at all.
No. And I tell you, that, of
course, we
take every opportunity we can to highlight the outstanding programs and people we have in our community, and especially the young folks. And Jones Manning, son of Jamie and Mark Manning, of course, Jake Nager, son of Lee and Lou Nager, and Ethan Bolenbacher, son of Tim and Carolyn Bolenbacher. I know their parents are proud of them. We're certainly proud of them, and raising some nice young leaders to come back and show the way when it's their turn.
Yeah, they should be proud. I mean, I'll tell you, there's a lot to be proud of right there. You know, doing big things, great things.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like I said, I knew you were in a fraternity. We certainly didn't think about doing things such as that.
We never took on anything close.
No,
to that.
No, especially during spring break.
No,
spring break was a not a time to be thinking about things such as sleeping.
Good morning, Edie Kelly, the Deacon in. Good morning, Deacon. Ben morning, Fagan, Sherry Weaver. Jake was in with us for a while. Good morning, Jake. Miss Carol Glidden in. Good morning, Miss Carol. Brett in as well. Good morning, Brett. Sarah Williamson in. Kelly Ball in. Mike and Stephanie Myrick in. And Coach Edge, good morning to each of you. And hope your Wednesday is going your way.
Yep. You know, what'd you say? It was 100 miles from here to Montgomery?
It's 100 miles from here to Montgomery, according to the Blade.
100, wow. Mm. So you get to walk from, they're walking from here to Prattville on MREs and
I could leave here.
Bottle water.
If I made it to Walmart, I'd tap out. I'd get this old belt and throw it to my shoulder.
Now, I'm going to tell you this now, and Hot Rod can speak to this.
He's selling the vet. Did you see that?
I'm glad you brought that up.
I want to start a campaign to stop that.
Yeah.
I want Hot Rod to keep that. I cannot believe that.
I was gonna bring that up and ask him just what in the heck was going on. I've completely lost my train of thought here because we're so professional.
I'm talking about tapping out of the wall.
I was gonna say it is a lot easier when you're in a group. Doing it like that, it is a lot easier on you to do it than it is just by yourself. And sure. I can say that for being in the military. You know, when we were in the military, you know, you run in formation and all that kind of stuff. You got 500 people in a company running. You don't want to be the one to fall out.
Right.
If you do, you're going to hate life.
And Jones said they lost one to a medical issue.
He did.
I mean, that's a good bit of wear and tear, man. They're carrying. I saw some of the pictures. They have backpacks on, and this kind of goes back a little bit, parallels that in the military. What are those backpacks? 20, 30, 40 pounds that you're carrying?
I know in the Army, they fill them up. They're 70 pounds.
70 pounds. Okay. Yeah. Well,
they're full of combat gear.
Yeah.
So, and Daniel Smith wants to know, did you share any of Miss Carol's cornbread?
I did, Miss Carol. You'll be proud of me. And first of all, apologize to Mr. Travis for me. I gave him a hug when he showed up and I saw the plate of bread. I think I alarmed him by grabbing him and giving him a hug. But I had three pieces and I shared the rest.
Good morning, Rachel Caparavi. And listen, Hot Rod.
And I thought that was fair.
So we really want to know. I mean, like, we're really trying to figure this one out. You know, are you getting, is the vet, what's the story with the vet? We
keep it
inquiring. Inquiring minds want to know.
Good morning, Sarge.
You. And we say that you need to keep the vet. Of course, that's just our opinion, but that's what we say. So, and Sarge, I got your message, and I'll be giving you a call here this morning sometime. But you need to keep the vet. So what keep do we need? What do we need to do to get a campaign started? To
start
to
a Facebook keep, page.
Yeah,
we'll just start a thing.
I mean,
keep the vet.
Keep the vet GoFundMe page or something. I don't know. But he's had that thing since he was, what, 10? Is that what I read?
I thought it was earlier than that.
He says he wants a 67, 68, or 69 Camaro.
Well.
I still think you ought to keep the vet. You can get that, too.
In addition to, yeah.
Yeah, in addition, yeah. Nelly Rock's in this, on this side this morning. Nelly Rock, DJ says you're his guy for the Feel Good Friday theme song, Name That Tune. He said you can sit and win that every time we play it. But I'm going to tell you, you missed a pivotal one Friday. You missed it, which was Charlie's Angels.
He's my horse. I'm going to stay with him.
You know, Jason Hart, good morning, cousin. That was pivotal, though. I mean, for him to come in with Fantasy Island.
It was a bad miss.
I mean, it was a bad miss. It really was. Hot Rod said he's had it since he was in the second grade.
Wow.
Second grade. I still think he needs to keep it.
I think he started driving it when he was in the fourth.
He did. Hey, good morning, Larry Murphy.
They're on the back roads.
Susan Rhodes had some. Oh, let's see. The 2018 Escambia County 4-H Swine Show is this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Bruton Stockyard. Pigs available for sale after the show. So if you're looking for a pig, go check them out this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Stockyard. Nelly Rock said he'll be ready when it's tournament time. That's what he said.
Yeah, he would be. Yeah.
I'll tell you what you better do. You better get on YouTube, start brushing up then on some of your old TV theme songs. Because I'll tell you, I got some. I got some coming, I'm telling you, for sure.
Big weekend on campus here for Tira. Middle of the prom. Prom weekend this weekend.
It is.
Yeah, everybody be dudded up. All the young ladies in their dresses.
Now, do they have lead out at
they do it at the junior college.
They don't have it.
No, actually, this year it's at the auditorium. No, it's at the auditorium here at Tira Miller. It's an auditorium at T.R. Miller, and then they go over to the cafeteria for their for the dance or whatnot. So, yeah, it's all on campus at Miller anyway.
Okay.
Well, Hazel in. Good morning, Hazel. He's one of those T-Birds, wasn't he? Wasn't Hazel a T-Bird back in the play days?
Hazel? I think he was.
He was a T-Bird.
Was he a T-Bird, or was he the... I think he was.
Hayes and Josh Brown and Sam Smith.
And Dusty. Because Dusty was John Travolta.
Yeah, he's Danny Zuko. Yeah.
And let's don't get started on that again. I'm going to tell you, I can't.
Just don't look at me. I'm going to go this way. Because
please, let's don't get started on that one again.
I'll get tickled.
I mean, really.
Man, it's a pretty day.
It is a pretty day. let's don't get started on that again. But yeah. Kinsley does not need a pig, Miss Carol. No, she doesn't at all. See, I thought Hayes might have been one.
He says he was a T-Bird.
He was.
Yep.
Okay. Well, who was the Greg Garrett was the nerdy guy. That's who it was.
Shocker. Who was Sandy?
Well,
is Ed Lee around?
Wow. Rachel Caber, that is a, you talk about Flashback Friday. That's correct right there. I just got a text from Rachel. Wow. That's been a long time since I've seen that guy right
there. Good morning,
Weezy. A long time. You're right. That is a flashback. So anyway, yeah, I think it was Gray that was. So I started, but anyway, getting back to the TV theme songs, I started going through the list and I was like, you know, let's pick out some that are good. Let's pick out some that are kind of people are going to remember, some people may not remember. I'm waiting to see if, if Nelly Rock can come in and perform like he says. Yeah. I might have to ease down that way to see that guy.
You know, there was a TV show actually built around Nelson. It was called Charles in Charge. Scott Baio, was Nelson. He had John and McGowan Miller, and he was in charge of them. He was.
Is that how that worked?
Yeah. I mean, that they paralleled each other.
Well, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
There's Manasco in with us this morning. Good morning, Manasco.
Glad to be back, Weezy. Glad to be back.
So, anyway, I've got some old ones. I got some not so old ones, and I've got some. And I'll tell you what else I got. Throw a little kink in it. I've also got some sound bites from some sayings of different characters from TV shows.
Okay.
That we're going to drop out.
Just TV shows or movies? Just TV
Both.
Shows? I can tell you right now, on the movies, Nelson will win 100% of the time. Nobody else will win.
Well, we'll see.
Nobody on the movies. On the movies, nobody else will win.
We'll see.
He's the best.
I got a few.
Wild at Heart baked spaghetti dinner this Sunday, 5:30 to 8 at the Oaks. $10 includes salad, garlic bread, and a drink. Dine in or carry out. Please come and support. I agree. I had that plate last year. I'll get it again this Sunday. Wild at Heart spaghetti dinner this Sunday at the Oaks. Make sure you get out and support that.
Support
of course,
that.
They provide scholarships to one young lady from T.R. Miller and Debbie S. Neal each and every year, among other efforts. So thank you for Sarge you, and make sure you get your baked spaghetti this Sunday at the Oaks Cafe.
Always a big turnout for that as well.
And the dessert.
And
gets
dessert.
Even better.
And bread. So how can you go wrong?
You can't.
Good morning, Corey Gibson, Carl Stinson in this morning, Allison Terrell, Ray Stewart in on this side.
Good morning, Ray.
Mike Jackson, of course, Larry Murphy was in a little earlier. And, you know, so who do we want to who do we want to call and put on the spot and say, hey, we...
about her?
I missed it.
I don't know who it was.
I wasn't paying attention. I can't lie. Who do we want to call and say, listen, we're hunting up prize packages to give away this Friday?
I think it'd be first class if Timberline Homes gave away one of those miniature homes on this show.
I think it would, too. Hey.
And DA wouldn't mind.
You have a great day as well, Rachel. Oh, that's right. Sean Dietrich is coming in to Bruton Saturday night.
How long is he going to be here?
I don't know.
Is he performing Saturday night?
Yes.
And isn't the crawfish, is there a crawfish bowl this weekend also?
Is that the one at the Groove?
They're doing one here pretty quick. I've seen some of the advertisement for it.
Sean Dietrich is going to be downtown at the Mural Park, I guess.
We have got to figure out a way to get him on this program live. I don't want just to call in. Because I'm going to tell you something. That guy, he's big time. I think within the next year or two, he's going to be.
I would think we probably could. I mean, you know, Jamie is a classmate of mine. And
he is.
Of course, you know, Boyd and Jamie. And I mean, we all grew up with these. I mean, I don't know Sean.
You know, this community, we talked about it last week, was the launching board for Regis Philbin. If we could get him in here and get him out there, he'll be a Good Morning America.
Which I am still. Good morning, Greg Fleming, Jeffrey Parker. I am still on the hunt for some video footage of that show.
That's going to be hard to find.
Cheesecake tomorrow, Manasco said.
Okay.
Crawfish Bowl, 23rd, 24th.
That's next weekend.
Next
week. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Chamber Crawfish Bowl, of course, in April.
That's April
right. 7th. April 7th.
There ain't no doubt. April 7th.
Kick it at the creek.
The 109.
The 109. So, yeah, you know, You like crawfish?
I don't.
Oh my God. How can you not like crawfish?
It's not practical. It's just so much work for just nothing. I'd rather bite into a hamburger or something. I like the idea of being in a crawfish bowl.
Sean's at the hourglass. I'm sorry.
And I like, I like the potatoes and the sausages and the stuff that's in there with it. But no, I could care less about crawfish.
Well, you're not a big spicy food eater, are you?
No.
And don't like puppets.
Hate puppets.
We did figure that out.
Hate puppets.
Lady Madame.
That's her. From Solid Gold.
From Solid Gold. I looked that up.
Yeah.
I can't think of the guy's name that actually ran or opera, whatever you want to call it, the puppeteer.
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm telling you, that'll disturb me.
But
Lady Madame.
You know what got me about Solid Gold was everything on Solid Gold was lip synced.
Everything.
Except for Marilyn McCoo, who actually was, the host. Mm-hmm. But everything else was lip sync. There'd be like Whitesnake on there performing, and there's like David Coverdale up there singing and no band.
Yeah, that's right. Solid Gold Dancers.
The Solid Gold Dancers. Irene Cara doing What a Feeling. Same kind of thing.
No, Bentley. Bentley asked me brought up a comment about the pickles. I've never eaten a pickle in my life. Ever. Never even on accident. I'm going to tell you something new.
I hate pickles.
Well, you're going to think this is crazy, and I'm just telling you the truth.
I hate cucumbers.
I would say 200 times in my life, I've gone through a drive-thru, and I've had a sense that a pickle was put on my hamburger. I can just feel it. I don't have a strong sense of smell. My nose does not work
well. Does it go in the garbage, or do you pull it off?
No, I pull it off. I'll eat the hamburger, but I've never...
I'm a little different. If it's had a pickle on it, I can't eat it.
I can eat it. Have you ever eaten a pickle?
No, but I don't like the smell. Look at there. There's Mr. Communications himself. Come here. This is the guy.
Let me get him a chair.
This is the guy responsible for the post. You got to come in here for 5 minutes. Come here. I want to talk about this post that you put up about the proper way to say I saw and I seen and I have and I haven't. Come on in here for five minutes. Come on. Listen.
We thought he was going to play.
Let's get Chief on the phone.
Get Chief on the phone.
Hey, Danny Smith said that he can Pizza Hut can't do a house, but they can drop off something for a prize. That's great.
Yeah.
Get it with me after we off the air, Danny, and tell me what it'd be, and we'll add that to the prize pack. We'll give away Friday to the winner of the name that tune.
Sarge, she agreed with me on the crawfish.
I love crawfish. Love them. It is a lot of work, but still. I mean, there's nothing quite as good.
If you wanted to peel me 100, I would eat it. But I'm just not going to sit there and I'm just not. I'm out.
Danny said pickles are great any way they make them. And see, I can't agree with that. I can't eat a pickle. I can't even smell a pickle.
Bentley had a good point. She said, I'll eat a dog treat, but not a pickle.
Well, that is a good point. Susan Rhodes says
I'll eat cucumber.
Another vote for Team DJ. Susan Rhodes.
My lady.
You know what I like about that? As I sit back and listen to that Friday show and listen to Burnham talk about being the away guy, the visiting team.
Yeah.
And he talks about he likes working under that adversity. And I love the fact that Mitt did send you that card. I thought that was pretty good of him. And of course, he tried to...
Morning, Mayor.
He tried to take credit for Mitt doing that. And of course, if he raised him right, he can take some credit for that. But Carol said, rule of limited return, just eat a lobster.
I will do that. Yeah. I'm in. I'm in.
You don't mind peeling one of them
no,
up?
No.
Okay.
Allison, bang for your buck.
Allison Terrell said, just go ahead and send the prize pack over there to her.
Okay, sure. Oh, she's good. Okay. Likes your chances.
So Allison's throwing down the gauntlet and saying she's going to win this thing Friday. Is that what she's saying?
That's what it sounds like.
Hey, I can't wait. Book says she agrees with you about the crawfish.
Thank you, Book. I'm not alone.
Hey, Book, how was the Wild Game Supper? They had a Wild Game Supper at the...
I saw some of that on Facebook. They had a huge, huge turnout.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to ask. It looked like they did. That's why I was saying, I want to know how the turnout or how it was. It looked like it was a great time. Looked like it had some good food.
The one guy that won the shotgun was one of the local kids here. I can't call his name, but I remember he was in the band at Miller a couple of years ago. I actually interviewed him on a Tiger Talk one time. I was proud to see him win the shotgun. The rifle was won by somebody out of state. They gave away two nice guns.
You did Tiger Talk?
Way back when, yeah. Way back when.
Sorry, my brain don't work like that sometimes.
Yeah, back in those days, we'd do 12, 13, 14 shows a year.
That's all. Okay. Anyhow.
No rugs.
Yeah. Anyway, but I saw that. It looked like they had a great turnout and looked like they had a lot of food. Ate a lot of food.
Did you see them when they were, when Joey was a part of it, did you see when they were preparing the deer roll-ups?
I did.
1,700.
Can you imagine?
That's a lot of toothpicks.
Good morning, Angie Tucson Lang. I tell you what, there's another fine woman right there, Miss John Lang's wife.
Oh,
Miss
yeah.
Angie.
Neighbor.
Yes. Just a fine, fine, fine woman. Danny said, can't eat a pickle, but you eat a bug that crawls around in the mud. Well, hey, here's the thing, man. You purge those bugs. Salt water. Listen to this. Book says it was great. About 400 people. They raised between $31,000 and $32,000.
And every penny of that went to assist two families in the community. That's awesome.
Derek
that is awesome.
McClellan won the
Derek
shotgun.
That's him, yeah.
And yep. Keith Farish from Mississippi won the rifle.
I knew Derek. I was glad to see
that?
Him.
I am glad to hear the community get out. 400 people.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, I don't know. That sounds amazing.
They had a silent auction where they had gone out and collected items from the community. And, of course, sold those that night. But, yeah, that's a outstanding effort by the church. And money went to great cause.
I think that is just outstanding. I mean, I do. Good morning, Bart Teal.
Thank you, Hazel.
Yeah, I mean, that is, wow, $31,000, $32,000. That is just, that's I don't know, 1,700 roll-ups. Could you imagine sitting there having to tend that grill for that? I agree. Awesome community support. Here we go. Camp 31 is going to give away this Friday coming up a gift certificate, $25.
How about that?
So we got Pizza Hut on the board.
Friday is going to be
big.
The deal. Somebody's weekend is going to get real good Friday.
It's going to be big.
Man.
It's going to be big. We're going to try to make it bigger and bigger. So good morning, Judy Crane. We're going to try to make it as big as we can. Like I said, if you're going to win this one, this coming up.
You're going to make them work for it, aren't you?
They're going to work for this one. I can tell you right now. They're going to work for this one. And it's going to be more part of this one's probably going to be more of the show than anything. Because, I mean, it's just so many of them.
Yeah.
We're going to.
That's
going to
be fun. I'm excited. That's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. And some that you're going to go, I know this right away, and you're going to go, wait a minute.
That'd be good.
And I can tell you this, Fantasy Island is somewhere in there.
Okay, great. Great.
I mean, you know, that was Jay Will's go-to answer. Matter of fact, that's what Nelly Rock, that's what he...
called Charlie's Angels.
Called Charlie's Angels. So, you know, it's crazy. I happened to be flipping through the channels, and the Love Boat was on.
I take that cruise every Sunday.
And it was...
4 to 6.
And it was the guy from Hogan's Heroes. Bob Crane
he was three doors down from me, actually.
Yeah. The guy.
We were on the Acapulco deck.
Yeah. He was the one trying to find him some love on the Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
Yeah. That's going to be good. That's going to be real good. Watch this. I'm going to just give you a little sample. It's going to be good.
I can't wait.
I'm telling you. It's going to be good. We're going to need to shame Greg into giving a flat of fresh local strawberries. Well, we can do that.
He would do it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Greg would do that.
Flimbo, we need a flat of fresh local strawberries for the giveaway Friday.
This may be the greatest giveaway.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Sure.
We already have a commitment from... Pizza Hut, Camp 31. I think Cindy just spoke up for Fleming Farms.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
And it's only Wednesday. Who knows?
You're correct, Manasco. Manasco, he come in with Dynasty, and he said, it's done.
So Manasco's now...
Tallulah Bell's just donated a $25 gift card.
Wow. Can I resign from the show and play? I want in, man. I want in. I bet you we can all
grow. You need to start writing some of this stuff down.
What? With what?
I don't have anything to write on.
All right, what do we got? We got Tallulah Bells.
Tallulah Bells in $25.
I'm just going to write here on the table. We got Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut's in. Camp 31's in with $25. Fleming Farms in with a flat of strawberries.
I bet we can get an autographed picture of Hazelwood.
I bet. What about this miniature houses from Timberline Homes?
They're going to give away a miniature home. They don't know it yet.
You said you don't think DA would have a problem with that at all?
I don't think at all.
I don't think he would either.
Sweet guy like that?
No. Why would he get mad? I can't imagine why he would get mad.
No.
Now, the nervous angel has already called Bosley and said, do you hear what those guys are saying right now?
Tattletale. Snitches end up in ditches, Nelson. That's all I can tell you.
Here we go. Fleming Farm, one flat of strawberries and one quart of fresh wildflower honey.
Wow.
Here we go. Sean is actually going to be at Camp 31 for an up-close and personal concert sponsored by the city. Thank you, Connie. Is that Saturday night, Manasco? Is that...
Jay Lull.
Is that when that is? That's going to be... that'd be a good time to be there.
Yeah, it would.
A real good time. I'll tell you, we hadn't hit Josh Goblin up. We hadn't heard anything out of him yet for this prize package.
Josh will be in.
You know, I could call him and put him on the spot, but I'm not going to do that. I am going to put somebody on the spot, though. Yes, he is going to be. He's going to be live in Camp 31, not the Hourglass. Camp 31, up close and personal concert. Can you see him sitting over in front of the fireplace?
He is
telling those stories, drink specials.
Talented person.
Tell you what, man.
Multi-talented.
He is that.
Maybe the most talented that I know. Seriously,
well, he certainly is. Out of sitting here in this crew.
Good morning. Good morning, Brandon Swain.
You know, David's and Popeyes are in. Josh Godwin just dropped it in there.
Right on the table.
We'll get with you, Josh.
Popeyes. David's.
We'll find out what it is. I'll tell you right now,
this is going to be the greatest giveaway in our town's history. The single best giveaway.
Yeah. I like it.
My goodness.
I like it. And you know, the best thing about it is that...
T-Bird pick, Hayes, if you have it. Hayes was going to send in a signed T-Bird pick of himself back in the day. I'll probably call that out and keep that for myself.
Hayes,
sign it.
Process it. Nelly Rock said he'll donate paper and pen for DJ. Well, he's got a pen.
I got a pen.
He's got paper.
Paper.
Nelly, can you authorize that miniature house from Timberline Homes?
Sure you can.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just want to get him.
He needs to, because we're giving it away.
I want to get him on in writing.
It's done. We're giving it away.
That he says it's good.
We're giving it away. We'll send the roll back over there, load it up, and take it wherever it needs to be taken.
Yeah, that's no problem. How miniature are these? You're talking about the little small houses?
Yeah, like the mini, yeah.
Ones like they had at the Blueberry Festival a few years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, those things are awesome.
They're nice.
Nelly Rock said no.
Too late. It's done. He's giving one away.
He said he can't authorize that.
He already has.
Well, just go down there and knock on the green door and see what he says about it. Tell him that Ken and DJ, KJ and DJ decided to give that away.
Done. It's gone. As of Friday, it will be.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, it was a big time. And I mean, you look, we've got four or five good prizes already. And
great prizes.
I don't think we're done.
Not even close.
Yeah, I don't think we're done. I think we'd probably get some more.
Sarge, you had a gift certificate. She wanted to add to it. Write her down.
There you go.
She had a $30 gift certificate.
There you go. $30.
$30 gift certificates.
Man, you start adding all this stuff up, and I mean, good Lord. We're talking about well over $100 worth of prizes right now.
I got a feeling that Mark Knopfler is going to win.
Mark Knopfler?
Yeah.
Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits?
Any name that I can make up and claim the prize.
So you want to resign effective Friday and come back on at 9:30?
Yeah, with a Pizza Hut, Tallulah Bells, Camp 31, Fleming Farms, Popeyes, David's Catfish, and Sarju Prize Pack all in tow.
I'm going to tell you, man, it's getting back to like, I said it, G100, you know, our old school WABB days.
I'm about to come up with a good name.
Debo. That's a good name. There he is, Debo.
Good morning, Debo.
Good morning to you. Wade Winstead, good morning to you. I still think that the miniature house thing is good. We need to, need to hit up some of these banks around here and, you know, see what they might want to give.
Money.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And that's where all the money's at. I mean, why not? We said it last week. Booker said we might need to spread out the prizes out over a couple weeks. No, we'll just keep doing this.
That's exactly right.
So once a month we'll have the big prize pack.
Yeah.
And then every other Feel Good Friday or Flashback Friday, whatever you want to call it, we'll just have a normal prize pack. How about that? I mean, that's good.
Dirk Diggler. I got a feeling he's gonna be done. Dirk, I got a feeling Dirk's going to win Friday.
Wow.
Roller girl, if you're around, keep Friday open.
The next skate will be couple skate only.
Doesn't take long.
Now, that would be a great senior play.
Whoa, would it?
I mean, it would be a great one. I don't know how many people could be allowed in. Still be a good one.
Oh.
Who was it that I saw that's going to get to be in the To Kill a Mockingbird play?
Harrington Hobbs.
Harrington Hobbs.
Starring in it.
Jim. How about that?
Yeah, excited for Harrington.
That is H-bomb. That's big time. That is big time. Glad to see that. That is I'll tell you, my wife is a Harper Lee fanatic.
Good morning, Jeff Wilson. Yes, back from the dead.
Yeah, back from the dead is correct. So we're looking for a big Friday and looking for more prizes for the prize package to give away on Friday. You got some
Elizabeth Godwin Bush has offered her counseling services for us free of charge. How much time you got?
Yeah.
How big is the couch?
Right. I was going to say, is this one where we get to talk about all our
puppets and pickles?
Grease.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Puppets, pickles, and grease. That sounds like
it's a tangled web. A lot of issues there.
That's somebody who, yeah, you got a lot of issues going on if you got those
kinds. I'd rather not talk about it.
I've heard that before. I've actually heard that line before. Oh, I know where I heard that line at. Heard that line in Desperately Seeking Tony the Tiger.
Aren't you going to get us at some point, have us a monitor up here?
Yeah, we're working on that now.
I want, because so many people have not seen it, I want the re-release of the Who's
Desperately Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony the Tiger?
I think the public would love it.
Well, I think before the 109, they would especially love it.
Yes, they would.
You know why? Well, then, you know, he said Friday he had about this 19-inch metal rod in his leg.
That's what he says. I'll get a metal detector out and see if it hits on it. I'm not sure that's right.
If it's metal, he's in trouble.
I'm just...
Maybe titanium.
I'm not even really sure he was hurt.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I thought he threw himself off a house after the after Chris Davis ran that.
Yeah. He did. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Elizabeth says she has a degree in psychology and religion. Surely one or both could help. You'll definitely need both.
I got a lot of questions about psychology that I really could use answering for sure. A lot. One of them being, when you start laughing hysterically, how do you deal with that when you're in a live situation when you can't deal with it? Because we had that happen to us recently.
Wait, say that again.
I don't know if I can. What did I just say? Oh, I want to know how to deal with laughing hysterically in a live situation.
You just have that music queued up because when it goes, it's gone.
You can't because it went south on us pretty quick.
Quick
Friday. Pretty rough. So I tell you what, before we get out of here, I want to remind everybody, Friday morning, 8 a.m. ish, Flashback Friday, Feel Good Friday. Name that tune, name that TV theme tune or movie tune or soundbite from a movie or TV theme.
We need to figure out a way to maybe, if it's doable, in the spirit of March Madness, like have qualifiers. Like if we do something, if the first eight people get it right, they qualify to go to the second round and narrow it down to the final four and then maybe the finals, something along those lines.
Yeah,
maybe.
We can do that.
First eight responses in.
We'll name the rules tomorrow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
That way give everybody time to study on them and to realize what's going on.
I want a bracket.
Yeah. And everybody will have time to get that going. Nelly Rock, you better get brushed up, man, because I'm going to tell you, DJ says you're his horse, and he's going to be expecting half this prize package for you to kick back to him if and when you win. But I'm going to be honest with you. With him calling Fantasy Island Charlie's Angels, I'm not too confident.
We'll see.
Cindy Flynn says, awesome idea. Thank you, Cindy. Listen, I thoroughly enjoy doing the Flashback Friday thing. And it happened just by pure chance.
Just kind of backed into it, yeah.
Well, I come in one Friday morning and hit DJ with that WKRP thing, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now we've turned this thing into where, you know, everybody's always called this, like DJ even says all the time, the listening audience. And what I love about that is everybody calls us a radio show.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to understand when we do this kind of stuff.
WBOSS Bossman Radio.
That's like us making fun of the fact that this is a radio show.
Yeah.
It's not Ego Productions, even though.
It has been called that.
It has been called that. It is not. It truly is not. It is just us having a good time with people like DJ that call it a radio show.
Radio show.
The listening audience. It's because you were on radio for so long, you can't get that out of your mind, out of your repertoire, can you?
Do we need to go to commercial break?
No.
Got to pay the bills.
No. Listen, that's the whole thing about this. We went 4+ hours at a ball game. We never did. Hey, Manasco, that's a great idea. I'll get it with you this afternoon. He said, we need a sweet Flashback Friday voiceover, and he's right.
Yes, we do.
We do. Because I want him to do the James Earl Jones, but I want him to say, this is BMB.
Well, he's the guy that can do that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, setting up the brackets, and we're going to have the little playoff thing in place to whittle it down to the winner. I can tell you who's going to come in as the true Cinderella story, a true 16th seed, Jay Will.
Don't tell me Jay Will.
Jay Will, baby.
Is Jay Will Jay been Will. In? Does Jay Will know? Has
Jay
he
Will
been
hadn't
in?
Been, I hadn't seen Jay Will on my side today, but he'll be here Friday, and he's a Cinderella story. He may get it done. If he could get out, if he could advance to the Final Four, how awesome would that be? We'd have a good time
I'll tell you what, if he does, I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to put him in no matter what.
Jay Will.
Just for the comic relief factor of it. Not because he's funny, but because his answers are fantastic.
He tries so hard.
He's working on it.
Hard.
I mean, like, one of my favorites from Friday was, you know, walking on air.
And that was on what network?
How does that happen, DJ? I mean,
Jay Will.
What was it? Walking on air, and you said, wait a minute, we're not talking about the song. We're talking about what TV show it is.
TV show.
I mean,
he played, though. He played the game.
He played.
Played hard.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. We have a good time
here. Hey, DJ, it's about that time.
About that time. We appreciate all you joining us here on Drive Time this morning. Hope you have a great hump day and the rest of the week. And Lord willing, we'll see y'all in here tomorrow. And y'all have a great one. And once again, thanks to Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for making this show possible and getting ready for Flashback Friday.
Yeah, and want to remind everybody, you can catch us on the podcast network, on Apple iTunes, Podbeam, and all over the place. So if you miss one of these shows, you're riding down the road, just whip it up on Apple iTunes. Wherever you want, you can find us. You don't have to watch it live. Catch it later on tonight, whenever.
And it'll be under the I Need to Waste Some Time tab.
That's exactly what it'll be under. It'll be under the no benefit to
no
you
benefit.
At all.
Trying to kill some time.
Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate it. And what a better way to take it out than this one right here. Y'all have a good one.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.